Good morning. This is Abby with a very brief Berlin briefing for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. The federal and state governments are sticking to the protective measures taken so far in the corona pandemic. According to Chancellor Scholz at yesterday's minister-president's conference, new infection numbers in Germany are rising more slowly than in other European countries due to the existing regulations. Scholz remarked, quote, "We do not yet know how the infection figures will develop," unquote. And he added that it is also unknown if there will be more dramatic developments with this wave of the virus or whether Germany will come through this period relatively well. The chancellor urged the country to remain cautious and announced that the vaccination campaign would once again be strengthened. Commenting on the testing strategy, Berlin's Mayor Giffey stated that the federal and state health ministers are working on a new testing regime. And as far as PCR testing is concerned, she said that there needs to be a focus on vulnerable groups. Also announced yesterday by State Education Senator Astrid Sabine Busse, starting today, Berlin's parents can decide for themselves whether their child attends school in person or studies from home. This rule will apply until the end of February and was created due to the rising infection figures. Additionally, it was decided that during the first 2 weeks after winter vacations, students will also be tested 5 days a week. The Education Administration stated that classroom instruction will remain the, quote, regular form. Nevertheless, schools will provide learning opportunities for all students as much as possible. And should parents decide against their child's presence in the classroom, the school must be informed immediately in writing. The Berlin Education and Science Union, or the GEW, criticized the short-term decision because, according to them, in the time available, it will be impossible to ensure that all students who stay at home receive educational opportunities. Please tune in tomorrow for a proper briefing when I'm hopefully feeling a little less under the weather. And as always, thanks for listening.